I lost my hearing in my right ear suddenly. I had a hole in my cochlea. And it's been years. And Pastor Troy over here just walked up to me and started praying for me. It had nothing to do with my ears. But he prayed for me in this ear. And I don't know.
This is her mama. That's her mom. Come on. If you don't celebrate this, if you don't praise God, deaf ears are opening. Come on. I dare you to get crazy. I dare you to jump, to dance. Jesus is alive and well. The Lord told me, go over there and go pray for that chick with the camera, right? And I saw her. She was standing over there. And God gave me a word to her about joy. That because she chose to have joy, he was going to give her a brand new joy. Okay? And so it's an easy word to give to somebody. It's a nice word. It's easy. So it wasn't hard for me to go over there. And dadgum healing chick here who survived, the road warrior experience for untold years. She's up here and this anointing is in the house. And so, Pastor, I went over there and I was praying for her. I didn't have any idea she couldn't hear on the right side. I had no idea she had problems. And I said, it's the Malchus miracle. I'm telling you. You stole my thunder. So you're already there. And so I went over there, man. I started praying for her. And she was laughing the whole time I'm praying for her. At first, she was not. At first, she was like, hey. And I thought, wow, I'm like, touching a bone here or something. I don't know what's going on with her emotionally because I'm just speaking life and telling her God's going to give her a new joy because she chooses joy. And then she goes, I just heard what you said. And I thought, well, that's good. These hillbillies can hear around here. I didn't even know what that meant. I thought, what an interesting way to respond to a prophetic word is, I just heard what you said. And I went, I need to write that down because that I could feel it when she said it. Like, I'm going to start saying that when people prophesy to me. I just heard what you said. And then she's like, no.
Talk real hard, buddy.
I couldn't hear. And now I can hear what you just said. It was crazy cool. It was awesome.
Well, hello, my friends. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Troy Brewer coming at you here strong from the podcast studios here at Open Door Church. Guys, welcome to episode number 80. And it is indeed October the 8th. There's a bunch of eights going on. Zach Rippey.
Hey.
Hey, man. What did you think about that dadgum miracle we just now saw?
Man, I wish I was in the room. I just felt it through the media that it was just contagious, that everybody was praising the Lord. And man, you called them hillbillies and they loved it.
They did love it. They absolutely did love it, and which is cool.
But yeah, man, I was out with Joseph Z, Todd Coconato at Alan DeDio's church. And I actually was a part of their conference. I invaded their conference. I wasn't supposed to be there. And I ended up being there, which is crazy cool. I had some transportation issues. I'll just put it to you that way. And then I was like, hey, what do I do? What do I do from here? And after getting a hold of a vehicle, I will say Ben Brewer, they're like, don't tell everybody.
What did I do?
Yeah. Thanks, Ben.
I was writing down names and stuff.
After getting a hold of a video, of a vehicle, I actually drove from Jasper, Alabama, which was incredible church called The Storehouse. Big shout out to all my Storehouse peeps, specifically Stacy, and Call You Blessed in Jesus' name. I know that you watch all the time and all my friends that are out there. Wow, man, that was a great meeting. And what an incredible praise and worship band you guys had. Your pastor is crazy cool. Man, your pastor, you have a pastoral team of a man of God and a woman of God that are so next level. I was so blown away. And the other guest speakers too, I was so blown away with those cats. But then I ended up driving from there all the way to Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I met old Joseph Z there in Chattanooga, which I love. Chattanooga is one of my favorite places ever. And then from there, man, we went from there all the way over to Charlotte, North Carolina, and I was there with Todd Coconato, Joseph Z, and Alan DiDio. And Alan was good enough, man, to just let me come in. Can you believe that, man?
That was so cool, man. I was so happy you got to be there for that. You were much needed there.
I don't know that I was needed there, but it was really good. It was awesome.
You got filled up?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I went through like a big time personal revival, and you just through it just because, man, the Holy Ghost was so wild and radical. I mean, dude, this chick got healed.
Yeah, that's incredible, man.
I mean, I had no idea she needed healing. I wasn't praying for her healing. I just went over there and spoke a word to her and laid my hands on her and just said, "Hey, how are you doing?" She said, "I'm fine." And I said, "So the Lord told me to tell you that because you choose joy, he's giving you a brand new joy." And I mean, this lady needs a cochlear implant. I mean, that part of her head has a big hole in it. And wow, she hasn't been able to hear in forever. And so she's actually been a part of that church for 15 years. So everybody in the church knew that she was deaf. All of her family went to that church, and then they lost their minds. And Boom, man, I couldn't believe it. It was so much fun, man. It was so much fun.
Imagine praying for that for 15 years and then suddenly at a concert, boom.
Yeah, Pastor Alan DiDio called that a collateral healing. Wow. It was just like, collateral healings are breaking out all over. All right, just started going off. You know, it was crazy cool.
I like that. And especially with the ear, too, because Pastor Leanna on Sunday was sharing about in Africa how y'all were helping a woman get her hearing back.
Who had a cochlear implant.
Yeah.
Mm. Which I didn't know anything about any of that. Number one, I've known this lady for several years. We just got her a house. We moved her in her house. I had no idea she was deaf.
Wow.
Okay, so that explains why she never adds anything to the conversation.
This man has been talking to her for like 8 years.
I had no idea. You know, you kind of have a different culture, man. They're so sweet and they're so polite and they're so honoring. So when you talk to people, they mostly just go,
my God.
That's what they do.
Praise God.
And it's so funny. My God, this one has great wisdom. And that's what they do. And you're like, okay, great. So when you're talking to them, they just go, And what's real weird is after you've been there for a while, you start going, And it's like, okay, I need to stop that. That's strange. So she does that because I just thought, because chick is deaf. So she just got her cochlear implant, which you and I paid for, partners.
Let's go.
You paid for that, and we got this thing done, and it is done, and now she can hear, and she's like, whoa. That's so cool, man, to be in the room when somebody turns those things on. Mm. I want to tell you, man, I don't know if you guys have ever seen any of those videos where there's a kid or somebody, and they turn on, they've been deaf their entire life, and then they turn it on, and they hear for the first time. It's like, dude, it's like Jesus, man.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's so heartwarming.
So that's crazy cool. Well, I want to welcome Ben Brewer. Hello, sir. How are you?
I do as well. Dad, how are you?
I'm good. I've had a bad headache all day today. I woke up with a headache this morning. I'm trying right now. Everybody pray for me.
Jesus,
everybody,
yes, for Pastor Troy.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yep. Lord.
We declare healing in the name of King Jesus.
Peace. Amen.
Well, Ben, I didn't bother to take you on this trip.
I know. I'm kind of glad, though, because you had yourself some fun traveling.
Oh, man, I had to get from one place to another place to another, and there's been this major, huge disaster that's happened in the Carolinas. We had to get through all that, and then we went to this huge event, and while I was there, Joseph Z prophesied to me, and I think we actually brought this clip. Guys, I want to show you this. Guys, this is Joseph Z prophesying to me on October the 5th, but he actually predicted, this is before it hit the news, that a second hurricane was coming. Watch this.
There is something going on in this nation right now. I've been feeling it all night. There are things happening. The evil spirits of darkness want a do-over hurricane. They want another one. So right now, in the name of Jesus, the great God of heaven, we come into agreement with you. We come into agreement with you in the name of Jesus. We come into agreement with the Lord God Almighty. We bind ourselves to you, Lord. Lord, right here in Charlotte, North Carolina, Lord, we lift up this nation. We lift up our coastline in Jesus' name.
Okay, so he's making this announcement on October the 5th before it was announced that mysteriously a hurricane has formed in the Gulf of Mexico above Veracruz, which doesn't happen. Like, yeah, it happens all the time. No, it does not. It's never happened in the history of us counting weather there that a hurricane has formed above, actually in the Gulf of Mexico above Veracruz. We've had some tropical depressions happen, but not a hurricane. And also, too, we've never had one go from west to east and make it all the way, which is impossible, but it's doing it. It makes it all the way to Florida. And then number three, we've never had a – have you guys ever heard of a six category, mm-hmm. a category six hurricane?
No, never in my life. No. And I'm from Florida. Mm-hmm. I'm from Tampa area, so I've never heard of that in my life.
Everybody's like, nothing to see here. It's no big deal. Nothing to see here. Just a week following the most devastating hurricane that's ever hit the United States mm-hmm. of America. And just following that and going through the same path. Mm-hmm. Boy, I tell you what, there's some nefarious things going on, and we're going to talk about it behind mm-hmm. the veil today.
So I don't know if you remember, the last time Joseph Z was here, he talked about the Lord told him to run into the storm, not away from it.
Mm-hmm. And he also prophesied to ask for rain. And pray for rain.
Okay,
for
the Lord.
Yeah.
And we actually have another clip of mm-hmm. whenever he prophesied to me when I was here. Sir. And we'll be going there behind the veil as well.
It's going
to
be good.
But if you guys are like seeing the news, you're like, hey, man, it's just too much. It's too much. It's too much. Friends, where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. Amen. I promise you. The Spirit of the Lord is here. He is with us. You are anointed for this day. But I want to tell you, it's not for church people that have put up with limp-wristed woke pastors. It's not for people that just want to bless me club. It's not for people that want to kind of, hey, you know what? I've got a really cool leadership development program to bring you. No, we're talking about the power of the Holy Amen. Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
The power of the Holy Ghost is actually needed today. And I'm telling you here right now, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. I'm going to give some testimonies of what I saw in North Carolina. I'm going to talk to you about these things. Guys, we're also going to be visiting the Joseph Z Prophecy. We're going to be visiting North Carolina Roar 24 event, talking about some media events that we've taken place. We're going to be talking about October 7th. We're going to be talking about signs in the heavens. We have an amazing program for you. So be sure and like this and share this and do all the things. Guys, let me introduce my whole team here to you. Guys, this is my son. This is Benjamin Allen Brewer.
You're about to call me Bill Brewer. That's your dad's name.
I wasn't going to call you Bill.
You started saying Bill.
I thought I would just throw it in there that you're my son, even though the DNA test is not back.
Without a doubt.
I thought I would throw that out there. Anyway, Ben, what are you doing today?
Well, today I'm writing down the names of everybody that I've seen make comments on where you're from today, such as Debbie Nix from Kingsman, Arizona, Charles Jones from Cleburne, Texas, Barbara from Kentucky, Debbie God. And William from Alabama, Vicky Foltz from Idaho, Lisa from Illinois, Kathy from Georgia, Linda from Alaska, Ronnie from Branson, Missouri.
Come on,
Mary Branson, from Missouri. Colorado.
I gotta say, stop. I want to be in Branson, Missouri, not
it's next week, isn't it?
I think it is next week. I want to be in Acuna, Mexico on Thursday, and I want to be down there with Fanchon Stinger, an amazing human being who mm-hmm. works for Dr. Phil. And it's going to be putting a bunch of stuff on the Dr. Phil network for us, which is crazy cool.
Wow. Amazing, dude. Oh, man. That gets me hyped.
And so, man, we're going to go across the border, and we just rescued a bunch of new girls I haven't met. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go visit our brand new rescued Amen. Girls. We're going to go rescued girls, and that's going to be great. Amen. So, but then I think Monday and Tuesday, I think I'm going to be in Branson, Missouri. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then I will be in Acuna, Mexico with Eric Steckelback. Wow. Back down there. Man, the Steckelback. Why not? And we're starting a new partnership with him mm-hmm. on the Great Trinity Broadcasting Network, which is crazy cool. Wow. We're going to go down there. We're going to go do that. And then on Thursday, all the women in our church are leaving for Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. for the Million Woman Let's Get Together and Scream at the Devil, the Mama Bear Amen. Meeting, where 42 of the false prophets die. Hallelujah. The great Hugh yeah. Glass mm-hmm. experience from the movie The Remnant and The Revenant. Amen. Mm-hmm. Right? The Mama right. Bears.
Yeah.
And all that's going to be taking place. And Pastor Leanna is leading that crew mm-hmm. that's going up there. Are you going to that?
I am going.
Are you really?
I'm so excited. I've never been, but I could feel in the spirit that we're just going to roar and we're going to stand and we're not going to let them take our children. We're
breakthrough,
not.
Breakthrough, breakthrough, in the name breakthrough, of Jesus. Breakthrough, 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 yeah. breakthrough in Jesus' name.
Amen. We're
friends,
ready.
Friends, I wanted to tell you, in the midst of whatever is in the news cycle on Friday and Saturday, I encourage you guys to be plugged into mm-hmm. how the body of Jesus is making a stand today. So, Ben, you had some other people that was on here.
I do. We have BP World from New Mexico. We have Annette from Fort Worth. We have Arlette from Jacksonville, Tennessee. We have Mark from South Africa, Jennifer from California, Pam from Canada, Robin from Pittsburgh. Was PA? Said a brain fart.
Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
Pennsylvania.
Mona from Minnesota. Paulo from Argentina. We have Lori from Nine Mile Falls in Washington. We have Chad from Oklahoma. We have Teresa or Theresa. I don't know how to say your name, honey. It's Theresa or
it's Teresa. Teresa. It is Teresa.
Teresa. Okay.
You don't read very good.
Anyway, no, yeah. I thought I better
say. I never had much use.
I ain't a smart man, but I do know what love is. We have DH from Nevada.
Wow.
But yeah. Be sure and type your comments where you're from. I will do my best to write it down and give you a shout out later, guys.
Yeah, make sure you like and share everything and share this to your people, because mm-hmm. we're going to be talking about the hurricane and everything of that nature. So, Pastor Troy, when you were there, man.
Tell me
what you were doing. You said in the pre-show, you were telling us about all the things that were happening. We were over here at the media team. We got to see mm-hmm. Some stuff you were doing out there as far as feeding people and just seeing, being on the ground. And just, you saw the church everywhere, but you didn't see FEMA anywhere.
Mm.
Well, they're not there.
Yeah.
And where they are there, they're causing problems. And it's like, that's not true. Yes, it is true.
Wow.
Seen it. Mm-hmm. And so that's not a conspiracy theory. That's not any of those things. What that is they have completely depleted the tens or hundreds of millions of dollars in the FEMA department. And they've done that by giving it to people who want a free ride, who actually have proclaimed that they want to destroy our nation, that are here, that are not here to assimilate. Mm-hmm. They're here to steal something from us. Around 20 million people. And they have spent the FEMA money designated for Americans that have been in the midst of a disaster. They've designated it to people that want to steal from us.
Yeah.
And with the intent of making them legal voters. Wow. That's what their intent mm-hmm. is. And if you want to see, you know, Ronald Reagan said some of the scariest words on the planet Earth is when the government shows up and says, hello, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. If you want to see what it looks like when the government is here to help, go to North Carolina and go out there and see what's going on with FEMA. And the good people that are working for FEMA that want to do something, they're strapped down. They're not allowed to do anything. And so I didn't see FEMA one single place. Do you know who I did see? I saw the church.
Amen.
Let's go.
I'm not talking about just open door church, the church that is our tribe. I'm talking about the Amen. United body mm-hmm. of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that ought to cause a huge wake-up call here within the United mm-hmm. States that the United States is done without the church.
Yeah.
That's right.
And the United States needs the church more now than ever, ever, ever before. And for all the knuckleheads out there going, well, I don't believe in any kind of organized religion, that is a cop-out for mm-hmm. saying I don't want to be held responsible for being a part of any kind of network.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, it needs to be organized. It better be organized, because this bunch that is handing chaos and destruction to everybody, I promise you, they are well-funded and they are well-organized.
So you said that when you went this past to Washington, D.C., that you saw how organized the people that were protesting Palestine, they were well-organized. They had amazing buses. They had everything in order. You said it's time that the church stand up and be the church and get well organized.
They had their signs mm-hmm. paid for. They had their mm-hmm. shirts paid for. They yeah. had their hats paid for. They had their buses paid for. They were handed pieces of paper that said, all right, now you're going to go to this monument and we're going to have these news people there. And whenever you go to this monument, we're going to have NBC there mm-hmm. and CNN's going to be there. And these people are going to be there. And then we're going to go to that monument and we're going to tear up things. We're going to paint things. We're going to be ugly. We're going to be naked. Mm. We're going to demonstrate unbelievable sexuality and stupidity. And we're going to do this. We're going to cause chaos and no DC police to be found. No DCP.
Wow.
Zero. I was there.
Yeah, you told us.
And I know what I'm talking about. But I tell you who did get thrown out of there. I did.
You did. Your team did. Yeah.
Like, wow. Like, how is that even happening? Well, because we had a security team that was there with us. And not because we didn't even know that this event was going to take mm-hmm. place, but because of what we do, many times I will have a security team with me. And I was speaking against pornography, and I was mm-hmm. speaking against the cartel, and I was speaking against organized trafficking.
And you're going to Washington.
Exactly right. And when we're there, police, I'm talking about a big police presence. Mm-hmm. Talking about three police cars pulled up at one time. While we were just standing out there on the corner watching these people walk by, we didn't even know anybody was watching us or even looking at us. And then they actually came to us, a police officer said, hey, and we were not, mm-hmm. nobody could tell that we were carrying. Nobody could tell that these guys were police officers. We were not in uniform. Nobody was in a uniform. And we were being There was a surveillance. There were lots of surveillance teams. Well, I'm just going to just say we were spotted by somebody who were very big pros who knew what they were looking for. DC police pulled up, gang, 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 gang. And they said, are you carrying? The person said, yes. And he said, well, you can't. And he said, no, I have a license for all 50 states. I even have a license for a national parks, and I got a license for all that. And they said, their license, talking about the Palestinian protesters, their license supersedes any other license in the whole United States. Okay. No one is allowed to have a security team or be armed within 1,000 yards of when the protest shows up.
Wow.
You said something previously to this. You talked about the church needs to be there, right? You once said to me on my show that the church can survive without America, but America can't survive without the church.
Exactly. Yeah.
And this is something that I feel like you wanted to really just communicate with the audience today, is like the church is the one that's on the ground right now doing the work, feeding people. And this church specifically, last week we partnered with Encounter, with North Carolina Church, the Encounter Today in Charlotte, to be able to help people because they're on the ground. And then so tell us what else is happening there with what the seed of this church is going into, what's going on there.
Well, they done. I can't remember if it's 7 or if it's 9 truckloads of stuff that they took into this place. And we're talking about one church. We're talking about Alan DeDio's church. And I mean, man, they went to work. They went to work with chainsaws. They gathered together. Somebody either bought or somebody else donated $70,000 worth of brand new clothes.
Wow.
Okay. Well, they needed a 18 wheeler to be able to get it in. So we provided the 18 wheeler.
Yes.
And they got it in. They made multiple trips back and forth. And man, it was so powerful. And then also too, the church there, Pastor Allen he networked with several other churches, and they literally hired guys with helicopters.
Wow.
They hired guys with helicopters because, you know, the American government isn't there rescuing people.
No.
You know, the National Guard was not going in rescuing people. FEMA is not going in rescuing people. It's just the church was going and doing this. And I think that this thing highlighted really shows. I think it's the form of a brand new revival here within the United States that we didn't see coming, is the church being the hands and the feet of Jesus.
Yes.
And showing up and going, look, I know y'all thought that the people that we had elected would actually do this for us. No, actually what they're going to do is they're going to steal all the money and they're going to do nefarious things to keep themselves in power.
Yeah.
But the body of Jesus is there. And I saw it. And man, there's been so many times we showed up and we were the only ones that showed up. Wow. That is not the case in North Carolina.
Wow.
There's so many churches involved of every denomination that there is. And I want to tell you, Miss Rebecca, we're going to continue to support this effort and many other efforts and many other disasters that are taking place right now and all over, including the kids we just now rescued.
Amen.
What's going to happen in Acuna, Mexico this week? The thing that is happening in Durango, which last night our team spoke to the governor of Durango.
Wow.
We're talking about a monster state in Mexico. And they are literally opening up the doors wide open to us. Guys, I just want to tell you ought to be supporting this.
Yeah.
And get in the fight.
Yeah, we are just in awe. If you're just tuning in and you just were able to get into the ODX or Facebook, we are talking about what's going on in North Carolina, what is happening, how the church is stepping it up, how we are coming together as a family, not only a family, but as a community, and being the hands and feet in Jesus. If you'd like, Rebecca, Pastor Troy, how can I help? Well, you can help by going to odx.tv, get in the fight. You can give at 877-413-088. There is people waiting to pray for you. There is to give you a word. There is people, literally, the Lord has the time and the place. So if you're calling, you need a word, and you want to sow the seed, today's the day. You can also mail at Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas 76097. You are not just giving to Troy Brewer Ministries. I apologize. You are not just giving to Spark Worldwide. You are helping Americans here and all over the world, all over the nation, to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And I am just reminded of Psalms 32:8. It says, I will instruct you and I will teach you a way you should go, and I will guide you with my eye. And I just love how Pastor Troy, Pastor Leanna, Open Door Church, TBM, Spark Worldwide stands. And we are hearing, and you've been talking about the Malchus miracle, and that's what we're doing. Our ears are being opened and we could hear the Lord, where the Lord's going. I don't believe it was just a coincidence that you drove there. and that the Lord gave you that word and that healing happened. So we are all connected. We are, our ears are open, our eyes are fixed on him. And you know what? The Lord is going to start doing a miracle in your life. As you give, as you plant your seed, you'll see and you will reap. Amen.
In the midst of, and so, mm-hmm. so like this week, you know, we're going to make another big yeah. push, and we're going to send a bunch of help and a whole bunch of support there to North Carolina. And then what's going to happen is this demonic monster mm-hmm. that's out there in the midst of the Gulf of Mexico right now, should it hit the Tampa mm-hmm. Bay area, which I'm praying that it goes in between Florida and Cuba. That's what I'm praying. Wow. I'm praying that blows everybody's mind and that it spins Jesus. Off into that area and it doesn't hit anything, goes up into the northern part up there in the into those cold waters mm-hmm. and then disappears.
Amen.
To the chagrin of whatever demon and whoever cooperated with it to their chagrin, right? And just go, okay, well, whoever it was that sent that. I'm in church, I just want to say, man, let's be activated and let's pray mm-hmm. in the name of King Jesus that they will act, that this hurricane will actually go in between Florida and Cuba and mm-hmm. spin off out there into the northern Atlantic. I mean, if this thing wants to go from west to east, which is so unnatural, like no, that happens all the time. You're on crack if you think that happens all the time.
Nope.
I'm telling you, you have been told what to think, and you have not paid attention to your little eyes and to your little ears. I promise you, this is straight up demonic. And the timing of it is incredible as well. And so what's going to happen is the narrative is going to change to whatever's going on in Florida. And then everybody's going to conveniently forget about North Carolina, and it's going to leave the news cycle. Mm-hmm. It's going to leave the spin and all that. Don't let it. Let the body of King Jesus arise mm-hmm. and stand with the hurting people mm-hmm. of North Carolina. And also two places in Tennessee and places in Georgia and oh my gosh, there's just so much. Guys, listen, but there's so much for the body of King Jesus to offer the United States of America. If I can just go off on a rant here for just a minute and just say, you know, so Zach, this is so real. There's about 400,000 people. There's about 400,000 churches within the United States. There's around 400,000 kids in the foster care system in the United States. If every church would just take in one kid, we'd be done. We would no longer need the government to help us the way the government is helping us. See, when the body of Jesus turns over their authority to that, when they turn over feeding the hungry, helping the sick, taking care of widows and orphans, when they turn that over to the government because we're lazy, we also turn our authority over to the government. So authority starts off as a gift, and then it moves into authority. That's how it works in the kingdom. So if you give away your gifts, if you're supposed to be a gift, and if you're supposed to bless people, and if you're supposed to love people, and if you're supposed to take care of people, and you're like, no, that's not necessary anymore, man. We got a new deal from the United States government, so we'll just turn that over to them. I mean, we can certainly trust those jokers. I mean, come on. They're such good people. Let's turn it over to them, and let's go about making sure that nobody with a nose ring shows up in the body of Jesus. We're gonna inform whatever stupid things that the church has got off into over the years. We have turned our gift over to the government, and therefore we turned our authority, and authority always comes from serving.
That's so good. I love that.
Well, I'm not going to.
No.
I remember there's some demonic people right here in Burleson, Texas, politicians. Man, they came against me whenever we had the great ice apocalypse here. You guys remember that, Ben?
Oh, that was glorious.
Yeah.
It was absolutely
was that February of like 2020 or
2019? I don't remember what year it was.
2018, 2019, something like that.
Was it pre-2020? Because I don't think it was.
Yeah, it was 2019, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because Rona hadn't happened yet.
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure, Ben?
Oh, maybe 100%. It did happen. Maybe
no. It did happen. I'm not sure. No, well, I mean, it's been a couple different.
It was 2021? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, I think we had the RV by then.
Yeah, so Barry G was my CFO at the time. And Barry G mm-hmm. had this insight. And Barry G was like, you know what, man? I think I'm going to go get a monster generator and park it out in a parking lot. We're talking about a big enough generator to handle this whole entire campus way before this thing hit. And he went and rented it. You know, I want you to think about it. Why would you go and rent something that's expensive to rent?
He did that in the middle of summer.
And mm-hmm. fill it up full of fuel. I don't think it was the middle of summer.
Because renting it that long would be...
It was July or August. Yeah,
but it was like, okay, so why would we... And you know what? I just looked out there one day and I saw it. And I just thought, what's that thing doing out there? But I didn't ask anybody until the week of the ice apocalypse. Oh, and so whenever the ice apocalypse happened, and I mean, everybody will remember those horrible pictures in downtown Fort Worth of all those cars slamming into hundreds of cars and Mack trucks. People died. People were trapped in their vehicles and their vehicles were on fire. It was bad.
It was.
And then we didn't have electricity for 5 or 6 days, something like that, mm-hmm. because of the ice apocalypse. And what we did was we got together. Well, Open Door Church has got more four-wheel drives than, you know, most places do. Yeah, that's downtown Fort Worth right there. And I want to tell you, man, my niece was in that. She was one of the vehicles that was in that. Yeah. And so she was actually in that. She was trapped in that. And she was calling everybody. And cars continue to come. Trucks continue to come. Boy, it was some next level bad, man. It was some next level bad. But with all that said, man, we got all of our four-wheel drives. Everybody went out when the highway shut down and all the ice hit. They went out in their four-wheel drives, pulled people off of the road, got them in the car, and then brought them here because we had heat. Mm-hmm. We had electricity and we had heat. Nobody else in the city had electricity and they didn't have heat.
Wow.
And there was literally, I don't know how many hours it was, if it was 24 or 48 or 36 or whatever it was, hours. We were the only building in town that had electricity. And so we had over 1,000 people here a night and over 5,000 people a day that we were feeding, 3 meals a day. And we literally had 1,000 cots. We had doctors and nurses come here. The old folks home in Burleson, went and got ambulances, got all of them out. They brought them here. And dude, it was this place was a glorious mess. And a whole bunch of other churches in town, Pathway Church, First Baptist Church, the Church of Christ. I'm trying to think who else really helped us during that time. There was a bunch of churches. Then they came over, they brought cooking teams and they brought this and they brought that and they started taking care of people.
Praise the Lord.
As soon as we did all that, there was this demonic chick that was on the city council and she got caught on a recording. The recording was sent to me to where she was like, shut that down. No churches should have anybody in them. We don't know how many homosexuals they're going to turn away. What about all the homosexual kids in Burleson? How many of those did they turn away? Meanwhile, she's impotent. She doesn't have any kids in her house. She has no people in my house. I had over 30 people in my house and I didn't have electricity in my house. I've got a big giant fireplace.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't have anybody. And she's like, shut that down. We need to shut that down. The city of Burleson should never, ever, ever cooperate with the church in any way whatsoever. That's not the role of the church. That's the role of the government. We need to do this. We need to do that. Stop. No, no, Heifer. It is not your role. It is our role. It is the role of the body of King Jesus. It is our role. And dude, I went off. And then, she got all of her Democratic cronies to start putting up signs in their yards going, keep politics out of the pulpit. You keep your politics out of my pulpit.
That's right. Amen.
You're not going to tell me. Like, you have no idea.
Yeah.
And dude, she got booted that year. Bye. That's what I say to her.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of other stuff happened that year. We got a brand new mayor that year in this city. Don't be coming over into our lane. The body of Jesus needs to hold its ground. And say, we are not giving up this fight and we don't trust you with it.
That's right.
At all.
Especially when you're helping people. Like, what kind of...
Yeah, she should have celebrated us. She should have thanked us. Because I'm going to tell you, I would have put that woman on my stage and I would have said, here is a lady that is actually doing something in this city.
Instead of joining with us.
Yeah. 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 No. And not only did she not join us, not only did she never show up over here to help, not only did she not feed anybody, not only did she not go out and rescue people, she came against us as if we were doing something evil.
Mm-hmm.
And we had 1,000 people sleeping here at night.
Yeah.
Dude, can you imagine the security it took? And dude, okay, I don't know any other church in the world that would have a smoking section in it.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick in the comments, guys, can I please get a hashtag moo? Everybody else is doing ODX. I want to see it over here, too. I want to see it on my Facebook and everything else.
So anyway, so I'm just, you know, like, dude, you know, I'd have been so happy to have been friends with that lady. I would have been so happy. I don't care what part of the political spectrum they come from. Help people.
Yeah, you're all about collaborating.
But don't accuse me of leaving people out on the street when we have spent every dime in the church we have to take care of people who's never going to go to church here.
Correct.
Yeah. When we have put, we had to have full-time nurses, and both of my daughters are nurses. Mm-hmm. They were here 24/7 taking care of people.
Amen.
We had IV bags going on. We had all kinds of stuff going on for all of these old people that need to be taken care of. We literally had to go through the church and ask people, hey, man, would y'all please put your cigarettes out? Go to the bathroom and hide and smoke like all mm-hmm. decent people do. Go out in the parking lot, and they're like, it's too cold. We're smoking. Okay, well, we didn't even throw up. It's our church, man. And I mean, there was like a whole smoking section. It looked like, you know, the cloud of glory over there. And we didn't even throw those people out. Yeah. And that clown started telling audacity. Everybody that we had turned people away.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, oh, wow. No, you think I'm going to be quiet over that, man? Mm-mm. No. Devil, no, the devil is a liar. And that Jezebel spirit that goes mm-hmm. with it.
Gotta go.
Gotta mm-hmm. go, brother. So here's how you answer evil, man. You answer evil with the goodness of God.
Amen.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. You answer evil with the goodness of God. And man, we saw the goodness of God. On the fifth or sixth day, when we rounded up all the old people and they came to get them and take them back to their apartment, their old folks' apartment, they didn't want to leave.
Wow.
We're like, no, y'all really need to go.
City on a hill.
And they're like, yeah. We don't want to go. We've had the time of our lives mm-hmm. being at this place. And so, no, I want to tell you that there are nefarious people in your local government, on your school board, in your local city council, and on your national level and on the state level, that not only will they not do anything, they don't want the body of Jesus to do anything. Because, see, a major crisis requires major sanctioning and requires major taxes. And that's really the game that they're in. But you know what? You're smarter than that. And the people of Jesus are smart enough to actually get up. People are literally having to go around the United States government to be able to help people in North Carolina. They're literally having to sneak around them. Mm-mm. And it's like, okay.
Yeah. And you know what's sad is when I was a kid, you used to think like you can donate to Red Cross and FEMA and they're going to be the ones that are going to help these people.
Don't do it.
And now we have to donate to the church because the church is the one that's actually doing stuff.
Wow. Rescue the rescuers.
Yes.
Amen. Find out who the churches are within those areas that are actually doing something and support the snot out of them.
Yes.
So we are supporting Pastor Alan DiDio's efforts, and we're also working with two other churches. Okay. And we're doing a bunch. I'll just tell you, we are actually involved. We are engaged. Mm-hmm. And I want to invite people to help us help people.
Yes.
Here's how you do that. You go to opendoorexperience.com or you go to odx.tv. You can actually click on the give tab and you can give a specific gift to that. Or you can simply just call 877-413-0888. Right this second time. What?
I don't think that we have a specific tab for that.
Oh, it said we didn't notice, but I guess not.
You could click.
You were in that meeting this morning.
No, I know, but it said on the tab around on our notes.
Okay. Yeah, hey, it's okay, guys.
just media give. Hurricane
Phoenix. Just give.
Anyway. You can do it on YouTube too as a super thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right.
I just found out about that recently.
Well, here's the deal. I don't want to be limited to what specifically comes in.
Correct.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow. And so, like, you know, we sent at the beginning of last week, we sent $22,000 before we ever made a plea. Since that time, we have given a whole lot more. And Amen. This week, we're going to give a bunch.
Yeah.
And so what's real is you can just give to TBM. You can just give, go to odx.tv and just give. And I tell you, you can put it in the general fund. And generally, we will just help the snot out of people.
Amen.
Yeah.
Or you could mail at Trowbridge Ministries, P.O. Box 3775. Burleson, Texas, 76097. So are y'all ready to go behind the veil?
Yes.
And when you are a Stage 2 and Stage 3 partner, that is partnering. And you get access to all the content, too. So you get a little bit of bang for your buck when you give through that platform as well.
Yeah.
So I think behind the veil is going to be good. I want to hear your thoughts about manufactured weather.
Real quick, guys, before we do that, don't forget to like, subscribe, hit the bell button if you're watching on YouTube so that you're notified every time we go live. If you're watching on any of our social medias, hit that follow button. You can also hit the live there also. Right now, we actually have over 35 different states watching.
Wow.
And we actually have three corners of Africa watching. We have South, East, and West Africa watching all right this second.
Amen.
We also have Argentina, and we also have, there was another one too, I saw, but anyway, there's five or six different countries watching right this second. So be sure, be a media missionary, share with all your friends and family around the world, guys. This is a big deal, and we want you all to be a part of this.
Mm. Hey, Daniel Price, Eat your heart out, brother. I call you blessed, man. Listen, you know what the best of us. Hey, listen, guys, come behind the veil with us, man. And if you want to make a difference and actually do something and not be a whining pansy, I encourage you to jump in the midst of all of this. Guys, until the next time I see you, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. If you are on ODX.TV, if you are, stay right there. I'll be right back with you right after this.